Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Is Hurricane Hotline on FM 1043 WQAM. An in-depth look at the Miami Hurricanes. Presented by Williamson Cadillac.
Williamson Cadillac. Experience the South Florida lifestyle in a new Cadillac. From Miami's luxury dealership, Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. 1 hour of University of Miami talk coming up. We'll hit football. We'll be all over football. Also, take a little look at basketball as the Hurricanes had their first big test on Sunday against the Florida Gators. It was an interesting game, a long game, hard-nosed game, physical game. Gators aren't going to lose many games. We'll get to that later. Football team coming off one of the most impressive wins of the year, 41-7 over North Carolina State. That's on the heels of a 38-10 win over Syracuse. Last three games at Hard Rock, 42-7, 38-10, 41-7. And we'll see what the College Football Playoff Committee has to say about the University of Miami this week. All I know is this. They got to win two games, Saturday against Virginia Tech and the following week against Pittsburgh, and then hold your breath, because if that happens, it's probably coming down to Miami and Notre Dame. I don't know. Two weeks ago, I was optimistic. Last week, I was optimistic. A little more pessimistic this week, probably because in the back of my brain, I'm still scarred from 2000 when Miami beat Florida State, and then Florida State went to the national championship game, and Miami went on to the Sugar Bowl, which was a shame because that 2000 team was every bit as good as any other national championship team that the University of Miami's ever had, and nobody talks about. Dan Morgan, Reggie Wayne on that team, that's so bad. Pretty good. Shockey was on the team, but two guys that were on the 2000 team that weren't on the 01 team, Dan Morgan and Reggie Wayne, pretty good players. At any rate, Saturday at Virginia Tech, Miami and the Hokies, 12 o'clock kickoff. Our broadcast begins at 8 a.m. Oh, boy. We're in Roanoke. Stadium's in Blacksburg. That's an hour away. Early wake-up call on Saturday for Miami and Virginia Tech. So please join us for that. On Thursday, Miami and Elon. Tip-off at 7. That game's on AM 560 QAM. All right. Meanwhile, this past Saturday, the Hurricanes came out. They were ready to go. They were focused. They had a good opponent, and Miami demolished NC State, and this is the way it sounded.
Carter Davis has the ball on the tee. Miami and North Carolina State. Hurricanes fighting for a playoff postseason. North Carolina State for a bowl game. A sliver of sunshine. along the south sideline. Davis comes forward, and away we go on a perfect day for football at Hard Rock Stadium. It's 9 yards deep.
Oh.
And into the end zone, and State will have the ball at the 25. Tony goes outside the numbers, wide right. Outside the numbers, short side left is Marion on a third and five. Here's the snap, back to throw, sends it deep down the field for Keelan Marion, and he's got him! Out of bounds at the 15-yard line, over the right shoulder. Beck is right on the money with that one. 31-yard field goal for Davis. Snap is down, kick is on the way. 31 yards for 3 points for Davis. He's now 10 for 11 this season, and Miami scores first on North Carolina State. I say nothing with 7:13 to go on a second down and 11 for C.J. Bailey. Here comes a blitz from Torre. He throws, going to be intercepted, and this might go all the way along the Miami sidelines to the 25, to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone. Go Jacoby Thomas. He takes it back all the way, and Miami announces themselves with authority. Thomas with a pick six. All right, we got Trader and Marion to the right side. Tony goes in motion, takes on a jet sweep, and now he's going to throw down the right sideline.
It's
caught! JoJo Trader's got it at the 10. Cuts left at the 5, and it's down inside the 5 at about the 4-yard line. Extra lineman in the game for Miami.
Oh, yeah.
Two extra linemen in the game. Back turn, gives, Brown drives forward, still driving. He's knocked into the end zone by Cooper for a touchdown.
Give Big Coop an assist on that play because it was the added push that put Miami on the scoreboard again.
37 seconds to go, no timeouts. 17-0 Miami. Bunch route to the right side that's got Tony and Trader and Mary.
They're bringing pressure from the offensive left.
Snap, Beck drops, throws, end zone, Tony, got it, touchdown! Malachi Tony! Perfect play, perfect pass, perfect execution. Miami 23, North Carolina State nothing with 33 seconds to go here in the first half.
Get your popcorn ready, Hurricane fans, because Miami is not letting up.
Hurricanes at the NC State 29-yard line, 7 plays, 56 yards. So far orchestrated by Carson Beck, split backs. He's got Lofton and Pringle in the backfield. He's going to throw for it on first down, looks, throws. It's caught by Lofton at the 10, at the 5.
He is
into the end zone. Touchdown, Miami. 29 yards from back to Lofton. Lofton has his first receiving touchdown of the season. Beck has two for the day, and Miami has a 30-0 lead.
Beck
looks to throw. He's got Tony at the 10, at the 5, and Malachi Tony dashes into the end zone for a touchdown. A Miami touchdown. Marvelous Malachi Tony from Beck. And with 11:48 to go in the game, it's Miami 40 and NC State nothing. Wheatley Humphreys tackled in the backfield, and that's going to be it. Inside of 30 seconds, Mario Cristobal comes off his sideline. Dave Dorn will come off the North Carolina State sideline. They'll shake hands, and Miami has a resounding 41-7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Having victory over North Carolina State. Miami 566 total yards. NC State 149. Hurricanes stay in the fight. Miami 41, NC State 7.
Hello once again, everybody, and welcome to the Mario Cristobal Show. Joe Zagacki with my broadcast partner, Don Bailey Jr., of course, University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal. Hurricanes on the road this week. Coach headed to Blacksburg, Virginia to take on Virginia Tech. We'll talk about that one coming up. However, you finished the home season strong with a dominating performance over North Carolina State. They had a week to get ready. They were coming off their best win of the season, and they couldn't cross the 50-yard line.
It was a really good day for the Hurricanes. Complimentary football is what we did and played really, really hard and just cut it loose. And the best part about it, lots of stuff to improve upon. So right back to work, and certainly the guys with a great attitude just looking forward to get better.
Coach, you want to credit your team with being prepared at this time of the year with a half a dozen starters out in that game. A team that just beat the number 8 team in America. You come in and you've got an injury list that's as long as your leg, and you just guys just stepped right in and played.
Yeah, a week ago there were certainly some concerns when the injury list was that large. And the approach throughout the course of the week just gave everybody a lot of confidence that we were going to come out there and play Miami Hurricane football. So a lot of credit to the players for their approach, their energy, and their enthusiasm.
There was a lot of fanfare for C.J. Bailey coming back home and came in with a hot set of dice. You guys really impacted him in the game. How did you do that? And obviously the interceptions by Jacoby were a big part of it, but how did you impact his play?
He's a really good football player, and he was about as hot as any quarterback in the country coming in. Like you mentioned the game before, playing against Georgia Tech. Our defense was very determined to affect him, you know, affect his timing, affect his rhythm, certainly get to him. And they did that early, and certainly the interception and the hit that ensued at the end of it. I think all those things, they just kept mounting up, and we were able to get their offense off of rhythm and certainly take advantage of a lot of things there. But it was a total team and unit effort.
Coach, you always talk about complementary football and how important it is. 581 yards of total offense. North Carolina State didn't cross the 50-yard line until the five-minute mark in the ball game, and special teams were outstanding.
Yeah, point of contention. I know our defensive players, we had a lot of guys in there late in the threes and fours that need to uphold that standard. You know, they were under 100 yards. They hadn't put a point on the board and hadn't crossed the 50, and that's where 75 of their yards came. So an area where we certainly need to improve, you know, the down-the-line guys, and they will. We'll hold them to that standard, but hats off to Coach Heatherman, the assistant coaches, but also the most important part, the players, for coming out and playing with a level of physicality and violence and communicating at a level that certainly it gets us excited. There's more. There's more meat on the bone there.
Jacoby had the two interceptions, obviously the pick six and the collision in the end zone energized everybody. Can we discuss not only his impact on Saturday's game against North Carolina State, but what he has meant to your team overall?
This brings a demeanor, a level of physicality, a level of leadership, communication that's really, really hard to find. And I know that was the splash play everybody talks about, but I thought that wide zone to their sideline where he comes downhill and takes what looks like it's going to be a 25-yard gain and makes it a 4-yard contact and drop on the spot tackle. I thought that knockback tackle set the tone for the rest of the day in terms of the running game, where I believe don't know what it was yards per carry wise, but I know that we got it better. We improved a bunch in so many different areas, and he was one of the guys that spearheaded that.
Keelan Marion comes in and takes advantage of his opportunity, and really has blossomed in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, just about another, just shy of 100 yards, mm-hmm. third straight game. But he is a grinder, a hard worker, exceptionally talented guy who just brings an unbelievable energy and attitude every single day and makes the most out of every opportunity. He's a high-level player that's playing his best football in a critical time of year. So we're expecting more and bigger and better things from him here down the stretch.
We'll devote a minute or so to Pringle. But first, your offense in general, not only Saturday, but the last couple of games, some things seem to be percolating here where Keelan Marion is giving you chunk plays and things are starting to flow and Beck has been really good. What do you see in your offense that maybe is starting to click for you?
I think we're just galvanized as a unit. I think every player, every coach knows how good we can be on offense. We haven't been clicking. We haven't been hitting on all cylinders. And I think we finally relieved ourselves of anxiety by acknowledging, you know what, we're our own worst enemy. It's not anything that's being done. It's us, ourselves. And let's attend to those things instead of creating anxiety amongst ourselves and each other. And that's been the entire just mantra. It's just going to work with the right attitude and with confidence and trust in each other, getting the right guys on the field, calling the right plays, getting the ball to the right guys at the right time, and making sure we sustain those blocks up until the echo of the whistle, man, and all that stuff has paid off.
Development is such a huge part of this game. I think there were many times during the game, offensively especially, that you look down, there was four or five freshmen on the field and making plays.
They were. And I think the way that we rep our players, the way we develop our players, by the time the season rolls around, you have confidence that the guys can go in there and play. By the end of the season, you feel they can play at a high level. And a lot of guys have proven that. And there's more on the docket that are going to show that here in the coming weeks as well. So proud of them. We keep them hungry. You know, we certainly don't let them relax. But it's a great sign for the things to come.
Do you see more confidence brewing on the offensive side because the demand for the level of consistency to rise, and that level of consistency has been there?
It has. And the confidence, you know, with every play that goes by, especially when you get a chunk play, right, when it's not all 3 and 4 yard gains, you start moving the sticks at a faster and larger clip. Then all of a sudden, I mean, that ignites the defense as well. Then the defense makes a big play. That ignites the offense. Special teams-wise, we flipped the field a couple of times. Complimentary football, when it's rolling, is really hard to stop. It creates the ultimate momentum.
Bryce Fitzgerald, another freshman, comes in and has a heck of a day, gets the nod, and delivers.
He does. He's not fazed. Mm-mm. You know, he got here in the summer. I don't think people realize how hard that is to miss all of winter and spring, get here in the summer, learn the systems, develop your body and your mind, jump in there and play at a high level. He's done that. And we threw a lot on his plate on Saturday, multiple positions and special teams as well. Played at a really high level. Sky's the limit for that young man.
Gerard Pringles, I like to say sometimes running backs at any level, they flash and they are what they are. All of a sudden you see them, they go, well, that guy's going to be really good. You can see it. Now, not going to anoint him yet, but for one game, he was really good.
You know what? He made the most of his opportunity. Right. You know, these opportunities, you always preach that. And you always want players to understand and believe that. And there's no better way to create belief in that if a player that was working on the scout team and running back and forth from field to field to make sure he got his reps as well, that goes along with the game plan, to finally see some action in the previous game, do really well, and earn more playing time. I mean, that's the ultimate like validation of what it's supposed to look like, what hard work, when done the right way and performing at a high level, what that can result in. So, again, a tremendous example for a lot of us, and they're really proud of him and his performance.
Coach Carson Beck made mention in the post game about feeling more comfortable. And, of course, he wasn't a part of spring physically. He was here mentally. But when you look back, the comment makes sense because you can't ever recover lost reps. And there's a lot of reps that you can pick up in the spring. And it seems that he's really now got a grasp of everything.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's you never want to give away spring football. Mm-hmm. Spring football is, that's a lot of reps right there now. It's not just the 15 practices. It's the walkthroughs in between and the meeting time and the corrections and then really finding out what you're good at, what you need to work at. So we missed that, but felt that, you know, we made up for a lot of it in the summer. You never make up for all of it, but I guess what's important to point out is that he's really just, everything is really falling into place for him physically, mentally. I mentioned before, he's an awesome young man, a competitor, and the pieces around him, as well as he himself, they're connected now. It feels like we are just a lot more in sync, and the more we spend time together and grinding and working, the better off we're going to be.
And coach, overall on defense, there's a lot of different metrics out there, stats. One of the things that a lot of people look at all the time is just conference games, head-to-head conference games, and conference games only, you're number one defensively.
I mean, it's been a theme all year long. The turnaround on defense from an attitude standpoint, approach, practice standpoint, the level of tackling, the level of communication, all that stuff continues to elevate. All, of course, led by Coach Heatherman and his staff. But, you know, you have to have buy-in as a player, right? Because that is not easy. The way we practice is not comfortable, right? It's very demanding, and it needs to be, right? Because games aren't very comfortable either. So a lot of credit to those guys. I think it's important to note that they're all realizing how much better we can be. That's the best part and the most exciting part about everything. We've come a long way as a unit, as a program, but my God, there's a lot of room for improvement, and it's a full throttle approach to making sure we make those improvements.
You know, coaching or coaches is another word for teachers, and you've hired a great staff of teachers, and it seems to me that the students, the players, are starting to continue to buy in. And is that also a byproduct of how you've been able to improve the penalty category and all of the other things that go with it?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, the mother of all learning is a repetition, right? And as coaches, we are teachers. You know, we had great coaches. We talk about our coaches all the time, and it's a reason that we coach. And you just keep repping, man, and you get on it and you stay on it until it becomes second nature, you know, truly a learned behavior, one that someone can master a technique, not just know what to do, just have full ownership in that what we're doing, what the guy beside me is doing, what the guy across the ball from me is doing, you know, and that's what you strive for, what to do, how to do it, why we're doing it that way. And when your players can fully understand, own that, regurgitate that, that's when the game of football slows down for you, and that's when you really start playing at your highest level. So we're getting a lot of ground towards that. It's really contagious, and it's an exciting time around here, man. Again, the attitude coming in this building is absolutely awesome. So it makes it a lot of fun.
All right, still to come, more of Mario Cristobal. Also, we'll hear from the coordinators, Mark Richt, also on the show here tonight, and Jay Lucas as well. We're going to try to get it all in the next 40 minutes. But first, let me talk to you about Williamson Cadillac, Miami's luxury dealership, which was founded over 50 years ago. And of course, it's Ed Williamson, his lovely wife, Carol. You got Jermaine Chambers down there, my man, Reggie. And you know what they've done over the last 50 years? They've built an empire. They built an empire through a loyal client base by staying focused on one thing, the customer experience. Customers are treated like family. If you want to enjoy world-class customer service when you purchase a new Cadillac from Williamson Cadillac, well, then visit Williamson Cadillac. Easy to find. On US 1, just south of the Palmetto. US 1, 104th Street, just south of the Palmetto. You can check things out online at WilliamsonAutomotiveGroup.com. And they've got them all, the CT4, the CT5, the XT5, the XT6, and the all-new electric Lyric. If you want to get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle in a new Cadillac, then you go to Williamson Cadillac. You look around South Florida, everybody got a car or an SUV that they want to show off. Well, guess what? You can't not top Williamson Cadillac. They've got all the Cadillacs there. And then the creme de la creme is their customer service. You're always looking for an edge, the winning edge. Don Shula used to call it the winning edge. Ed Williamson, he has the winning edge. Williamson Cadillac, Williamson is Miami.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hurricane Hotline continues on FM 104.3 WQAM. Presented by Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
The excitement continues on Saturday as the Hurricanes take on Virginia Tech at Lane Stadium. 12 o'clock kickoff for the old Big East rivals, now rivals inside the ACC. You're very familiar with this rivalry and Lane Stadium. Real challenge to play there. But Virginia Tech has had an up and down season. They lost their coach early in the season. Phil Montgomery is their interim coach, former head coach at Tulsa. And at the very least, you can say that the kids that stayed in there are playing hard for him.
Well, I mean, it's the DNA of the program. I mean, that is one of the better programs in the country for a long, long time. Tremendous DNA. They're always going to play hard. They have great athletes, great football players. They have a great staff in place, even despite losing their head coach. And it shows on tape. They play really, really hard. They get downhill in the run game, one of the top rushing offenses in the entire country. Physical offensive line, playmakers outside. In the trenches in general, their defensive line is extremely physical. Their front seven is really, really physical and violent. And they got playmakers on the back end, so they are not short on guys that can get it done. Their scheme is very challenging. Their quarterback is one of the better players we've always felt in the conference in the country. So we're looking forward to this challenge and opportunity.
Coach, let's go to the quarterback for a moment. I mean, a year ago, Miami played them here at Hard Rock Stadium, and it was a hard-fought battle. But he's a young man that really makes that thing happen for them on offense.
No doubt. Just a live arm, can make every throw. There's nothing that he really can't do back there, has complete command of the offense, can take off when he needs to, or design quarterback runs as well. Just a really big, powerful guy with a great set of eyes that understands what you're doing on defense, and he could hurt you in a lot of different ways.
When you look back in this series, I would look back at my notes, and always one of the top keys is Miami wins when they stop the Virginia Tech run game. They're coming off a day they ran for 238 yards, almost 6 yards a carry against Florida State. What is it that makes their run game so special, and how do you slow it down?
They make you defend all 11 guys. You know, you have to defend the quarterback run as well. And up front, they do a great job scheming you up. You know, it's not just running tight zone, split zone. I mean, they have it all. They'll read every part of your defense and have something off of it, an RPO off of it, a read key off of it, and they'll run it in the form of power or counter, split wide, split tight zone, duo, you name it, they got it. And they run it really, really well. And then schematically, they'll add their wrinkles to it. They'll full block the backside of a wide zone to try to open up those A gaps and create some cutback lanes for you. They finish their blocks really, really well. The tight ends are very active in the run game. Receivers take a lot of pride in blocking people downfield. And their running backs, they're 215 and 220-pound guys that great contact, balance, and power. They run through people. They run around people. They make people miss. They are as big of a challenge as we'll face all year in the run game.
And their defense is holding true to the Virginia Tech tradition, 100% effort on every single play, but they do a nice job bouncing between a 3- and 4-man front.
They do, and that's always difficult, right? You have to re-ID stuff. They stem two stuff. Really large and powerful at the field defensive end spot. I mean, it's almost like having a three-technique body and playing a position like, you know, a field end body type. And just collapsing pockets. They do a great job in the twist game as well when they're playing certain coverages. They disguise their coverages really well. They create a lot of issues for quarterbacks. So a great opportunity for our offensive line.
Sidebar note is offensively, they didn't punt last week against Florida State. In fact, there were no punts in the game last week. When you look at the history of their defense, they also have always had really good corners and safeties, and it's always been can you complete the passes down the field against their tight coverage kind of a I dare you defense. What do you see in their secondary?
The same. I mean, that DNA is always going to be there, no matter who's coaching or whatnot. They had just a long history of great football being played there with an unbelievable support from the community and the university as well. So we know where we're going. We're going to a place that is very tough to play at, a crowd that's going to be all the way in there involved against a team that has a lot of talent and another conference game. So our guys are excited.
Coach, let's hit on special teams for a moment. Your special teams have been fantastic the last couple of weeks as they've been a big help in creating victories. But you go back to Beamer Ball with Virginia Tech, and their special teams have not changed either. It's a big part of their focus.
You know, you've got to be really, really sound. They will block your kicks. They will block your punts. They will block your PAT, your field goal attempts. They've got ways. They've got fakes in every form and fashion you can imagine. So you have to be very alert. You have to be very in tune to who's in the game and what's going on to have success against them special teams-wise.
You touched on injuries earlier in the show. But as you look at your team, that did allow certain guys to get in there and play. You had the play-through injuries, basically what I'm saying, which I think kind of went off the radar about how many guys you were without. Perhaps you're going to get some guys back. But, you know, everybody says, oh, everyone deals with injuries. Maybe they forgot that Miami was dealing with injuries also.
No doubt. That's probably the part that we're most proud of. I mean, I was counting them up earlier. I mean, between Fletcher, Daniels, Keontae, David Blay, OJ, that's just five right there, right? And then Moten was in the back in a limited fashion. West was back in a limited fashion. I mean, you start talking about seven big-time starters for you, it's a lot of players. It's one-third of your starting crew right there.
Well, I mean, we talked about Pringle. You go back to that. You were down enough that you started a true freshman running back, mm-hmm. and he gained 116 yards.
Well, that was part of it. The other part, he earned it. Right. He worked his butt off. He performed at a high level when he got his chance last week, and he earned that start.
Coach, the value of playing time, we talk about the fourth quarter or the nine-minute point. You know, Emory Williams got in. It's important for him to log minutes. And everybody else that got in at that time, it just pays huge dividends for now and down the road.
Yeah, as long as there's time on that scoreboard, we're going to play ball. And we're just going to play regular ball. You know, we're not trying to, let the time just wither away. We want to see our guys play. You only have a certain amount of snaps, and the only way to get good at playing football is by playing football, or the best way, I should say, is by just playing, letting the guys play. So we got a lot of guys in, and we called our schemes against, again, a team that has a lot of really good players, and they got to see different fronts, do it against different body types, different players. It was a great opportunity, and we had opportunities to score, and we came up short. So plenty to correct, plenty to get on with those guys to improve upon. All that is just ultra valuable.
We have a couple of big picture items to talk about. One would be you're coming down the home stretch here, and this is when you want to play your best football. We have a big game on Saturday coming up, but it appears, based on the last couple of weeks, that you are trending toward playing your best football with even better football still to come.
That's what you want at the end, and we've made that a big point of contention for us, is to make sure that as the season goes on, that whether we have injuries or not, that as a team, we can get better and stronger, okay? And last week was a really good indication of what we want to do, with a lot of area for improvement there. So that's the approach this week as well. It starts with the energy walking in the building. And tomorrow's practice is a physical, demanding practice that demands and requires us to bring it and be at our best. And that's the only way to make game day reality a successful one. So our guys understand that. They understand it's a noon game that's going to be wake up and go over there on Saturday. So you've got to invest the time heavily on the front end.
Coach, you congratulated 21 players that will not be back next year to play for the University of Miami, but also those 21 guys, a lot of them are going to really be the ones that push towards the end of the season. Your senior class, the guys that you went out and got immediately when you got here, but it's a lot of the obligation of these last couple of weeks fall right on them.
1,000%. You know, we talk about all the time, there's always a point in time where, you know, players, you've got to take it over, man. You know, there's we've all been in those locker rooms, right, where you just say, come on, bring it. It's ours now. Let's go do it. And I know it was the last home game for those guys, but we spent a little time on that, but not much. I mean, CeCe's haka, you know, him and Kiko did a haka for the seniors, which was great. But we have a lot of football to play. You know, there's and this is, I'm not big on sensationalism and drama and all that other stuff, brother. I mean, that game was over at, what time was it? It was like 7 o'clock, 7:05.
Right.
You know, time we wrap up, see all the players, recruits, do media. It's 8 o'clock, home at 8:30. You know, eat that slice of pizza and get on the film and get it corrected and on to the next one. And that's the way it's got to be. There's absolutely no time for that right now. It's like you honor it for a second, you recognize it, there'll be plenty of time to honor it later. We got a big time game to play on Saturday, and our focus has to be completely on that.
When you, at this point of the season, health is always a big part of it, but and part of the reason you stay healthy is because you're able to alter practices. How does that work at this time of the year?
I mean, you know, when we go into fall camp, it's, you know, it's old school. And you still carry some of those aspects throughout the course of the year. You just have to taper some of it, because if not, you'll be a mass unit by the end of the year. So you don't ever abandon all the principles and values. You certainly never abandon your indie periods, because you technically and fundamentally, you need to get better as the year goes on. Some of it you have to coach on the run and in between drills and in between some of the special team stuff. But you, like, periodically, I would say every 3 to 4 weeks, you try to shave a certain part of practice and see how your internals measure up, you know, from a sports science standpoint, right? Those numbers are saying about your players and their ability to recover, to be at their very best come Saturday. Because Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you shouldn't look good. You should be tired. You should be exhausted.
One thing I noticed in the game is your offensive line were finishing their blocks. A lot of those guys were not downfield, but way downfield. They were hustling, and that proves conditioning as well.
I mean, you cannot train soft and expect to play hard. That's the bottom line, right? And then the other side is, it's easy to be tough with somebody else's body, right? You have to find exactly where that line is, and it's not fuzzy. It's clear, you know. You have to do the work. There's no sidestepping it unless you want to be a team that's not physical. And then you got to be smart with your players and for your players, both now and also taking their future into consideration, because that's going to be demanded of them as well. Mm-hmm. These scouts that are here every single day, they don't want, you know, they don't want to play freeze tag on Sundays in the NFL. They want to play live ball. So they know that players that come from this program are going to be exposed to the right type of physicality and violence as it relates to the game.
And there's 17 games in that league.
There's 17, and there's a lot of games in this league now as well.
Right.
You know, so it, I think it marries up really, really well with the current goals and then their future opportunities.
Last thing for you, you played great the last 2 weeks, kind of playing right where you want to be playing the way you want to play.
A lot of talk about what happens at the finish line and all that, but what's your message to your team to focus in on just this coming game on Saturday?
Oh, a couple weeks ago, we made a decision. We want to have put together the best month of November in the history of our program, and but by doing it one game at a time, that's the only way to get the best out of us. And, you know, the other two are in the rearview mirror. Now we're on our third opportunity, and the focus is just that. We know we're going up to a tough place to play. We know that their team, every team we play on Saturday, has really good players and coaches. We're excited to play. We're excited to get better. We see so many opportunities where we can improve our team, improve our level of play. And it's on us to do so. And it's all about the way that we prepare and all about our mentality, the way we get on that plane and show up on that field on Saturday.
Okay, Coach, thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Go Canes.
Time for more Hurricane Hotline on FM 104.3 WQAM. Presented by Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
Happy to welcome you back to the show. Joe Zagacki, our producer, Trevor Harris, Miami and Virginia Tech on Saturday at 12 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 8 a.m. Speaking of football, this past weekend, the University of Miami honored the new Hall of Fame members going into the University of Miami Hall of Fame. And one of the new Hall of Famers is former University of Miami coach and quarterback Mark Richt. And he spent time with our Don Bailey.
Coach, welcome back to Miami and congratulations on being inducted to the University of Miami Hall of Fame. What were your thoughts when you got notified of being inducted?
Truthfully, I was thinking, why me? But I'm thankful. It's a great honor. Just being at the ball game with everybody was so nice. And everybody up in the stands were really being kind, and that felt great.
Pretty impressive group, your class, going into the University of Miami Hall of Fame. A lot of big name people from a bunch of different sports.
No doubt. I mean, and just they all still look like they can still do it. I think when you get put in as a coach, you look like me, just an old fart. But those young people, those athletes, when they get inducted, they're still in their prime.
All right, Coach, you got a chance to witness Miami go against North Carolina State. What were your thoughts of the Hurricane offense first?
Well, I just have been so impressed with the offensive line from the very beginning. I think last spring I had a chance to see a practice, and I'm like, these guys are really good. And I felt like Carson Beck was going to have one heck of a season just because he's going to have a nice, clean pocket most of the time, which he had in this ball game. He had a great running attack. And then, of course, the defense creating opportunity after opportunity for the offense to make plays and score. So just a great team effort and, you know, the team that I think everybody hopes to see every Saturday from the Canes.
Coach, when you're thinking about the entire ACC and with all your discussions with the ACC network, we got a couple weeks of the season left. How do you see Miami figuring into the equation or what has to happen?
Well, if they win out, even if they don't get into the championship game, the ACC championship game, I think they'll be in. You know, the funny thing about the Notre Dame thing, like you got Pitt playing them, and on one end you want Pitt to knock Notre Dame out of the box so there's a space, but also if Notre Dame beats Pitt, it makes the victory over Notre Dame look better for the committee. So I think Miami can't lose either way with what happens with Notre Dame because they took care of business early in the year.
When you watched Miami, what are your thoughts of Carson Beck specifically? There's been so much conversation with him throughout the entire year down here. Just what do you think of him and how he's been able to manage this offense?
He's done a really good job. I mean, he's a pocket guy for the most part. We know that. He can run for a first down here and there, but you're not going to put a lot of QB run in for him. But again, a guy like him needs a great offensive line. He's got it. He needs great skill players around him. He's got it. Great running game. He's got that. A defense that'll give him opportunities. He's got that. Special teams that are outstanding, you know. So he's got everything that'll make a quarterback look good. And his skill set is one to really match well with everybody else.
Miami's got Virginia Tech this week. You're familiar with the Hokies. What do you think needs to be done, especially going on the road, a Miami team? You've been a part of it and coached it, going north and dealing with the cooler weather and a tough environment.
Well, it is an awesome environment. I mean, Virginia Tech is one of the few schools in the league that can really turn up the heat with the crowd noise, and just the tradition of that crowd is tremendous. But you know, if Miami jumps on them early, if they get an early lead, I think it's lights out for Virginia Tech. I don't think they have, I don't think they're equipped to come back from behind at all. But if it's a close game and you give those guys hope, anything can happen in a ball game like that. But I think Miami will take care of business.
Once again, Coach, congratulations on being put into the University of Miami Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's awesome. Looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Okay, former University of Miami coach Mark Richt, speaking of Virginia Tech and their offense and what the Canes are going to see on Saturday with quarterback Kyren Drones, who basically is a running quarterback. He has the second most rushing attempts and second or third leading rusher. He'd be the leading rusher if it wasn't for the negative yards in the sacks. At any rate, they are a run-first team. When Miami beats Virginia Tech, they stop the run. They have a tough time throwing the football. Here's Corey Heatherman.
They do a really good job running the ball. You know, the quarterback's a very good football player, Drones. You know, he's a guy, you know, we've coached against him a couple times. You know, and he's a guy, he gets the offense to go. You know, everything goes through him. They're very dynamic in the run game. They do a lot of things, pre-snap, you know, motion shifts, changing the strength of the formation through different looks. But I think he's a guy, you know, he throws a ball well, but when he's got the ball in his hands and running the football, he's very dynamic. And you look at, you know, 2 games ago, I think they ran for 350 yards or 300-plus yards. Last week against Florida State, you know, it was another 250 yards on the ground. And we got to make sure we got to stop the run. We got to try to make them one-dimensional. We got to get ahead of the sticks in those situations. And then you look at the backs. They got a couple backs that run downhill. They run between the tackles really well. They can make the first guy miss. You know, there was a couple explosive plays last week against Florida State early in that game. And we got to make sure we're tackling. We got to swarm to the ball well. We got to make sure we're tackling and we're getting guys down to the ground. And then the receivers, there's a couple big play threats. You know, I know like 0 and 2 stand out immediately. You know, 11's made a couple big plays. But, you know, we got to make sure we're constantly working together and we got to stop the run, make them one-dimensional and stay ahead of the sticks in the pass game.
The Jacoby Thomas pick six, can you just go into what allowed that play to be successful from your perspective?
Yeah, you know, I thought our guys got some good pressure on the quarterback early in the game. And I think in that play, I think we had 2 guys off the edge. You know, we had 1 guy under the back, 1 guy over the top of the back. I think it was X and Mo. And I think they put some good pressure on the quarterback. And I thought Jacoby did a really good job staying top down, playing through the zone, reading the quarterback eyes and robbing the throw. And he jumped the throw. And then, you know, one thing we always talk about on defense is trying to set up a sideline return. And, you know, I go back to the interception against Florida State with Fitz, where, you know, I feel like if we block the intended and everyone gets below the numbers and we set that thing up, you know, I think we probably score on that play. And it's something we always talk about in practice. We work it in preseason camp. And that play was a great example of, you know, we affect the quarterback. It's a really good job by Jacoby jumping the route and, you know, playing top down once he pulls the pin. And then I think Chase blocks the intended receiver. I thought the D-line did a really good job of getting out below the numbers and setting up the return. And I think we get a block on the quarterback right before the end zone. And, you know, he gets below the numbers and sets it up for a touchdown. But, you know, I thought that was just our guys executing at a really high level, really at all 3 levels from start to finish all the way through the play. And I think that's why we get the result of a touchdown on the play.
All right, that's Corey Heatherman, who should be a Broyles finalist. How about the job he's done with the University of Miami defense? If you compare it to last year, just a couple of things. Points per game a year ago, 24.7. This year, 15.4. Yards per play a year ago, 7.6. This year, 6.1. Pressure percentage a year ago, 39%. This year, 43%. So I know what the next statement is. Boy, if we had this year's defense with last year's offense, that's always the challenge. You got to be able to marry them. You got to be able to marry them. But you know what? This offense, the last 2 weeks, you can see starting to get into a groove. Some of that is Carson Beck. C.J. Daniels been out for 3 games. Keelan Marion has 10 catches and a touchdown while C.J. Daniels was out. JoJo Traitor slides in to his defense. He's been, you know, criticized a little bit because of his lack of availability. But the last 3 games, he has 2 touchdowns and 9 catches. And maybe, I don't want to get too far down the line on this, but the guy that's giving them a spark is Pringle. And as I mentioned before, sometimes running backs flash right away. You see them go, and they are off to the races. You look at them, you go, they're good. That guy's good. And every time Pringle's been in the game this season, not only last week when he picked up 116 yards, but every game, he has shown the ability that when there's a crevice, he's able to slip through it and pick up 6 or 7 yards. And when he gets off the ground, all of a sudden it's 2nd and 3 instead of 2nd and 7. And he is giving Miami maybe something they haven't had and something they need. And I'm very interested to see how this plays out on Saturday against Virginia Tech, and then obviously against Pittsburgh, who just strangles the run game. But I think Pringle, he's given Miami some breathing room on offense. He's allowing the offense to be in better down and distance situations. Okay, so that'll wrap up the show. Thank you for joining us. Thanks to our producer, Trevor Harris. A reminder, Saturday, 8 a.m., our pregame gets underway, 12 o'clock kickoff. Thursday, Miami Elon basketball, 560 WQAM AM side. That's at 7 o'clock tip-off. All right, so that's the schedule. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned. Larry Bluestein's coming up next. And we will talk to you on Thursday for Miami Elon basketball, and then Saturday for the Canes and Hokies.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.